You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome once again to the William Hill Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, looking ahead towards the card at Sligo this evening on Wednesday, August the 9th. We've got seven races for you, and it's an all-chase card here as well, run on yielding to soft grounding places at time of recording. But as ever, there are one or two showers forecast in the area, so do keep an eye on the weather just to see if the conditions do change here this evening. We've got several competitive-looking handicaps along with a few decent maidens and beginners chases to make up into an intriguing night's card here tonight at this Western-based venue. We start off with a chase over 2.5 mile, 1 furlong, and Rokongo sets a particularly high standard based on his four runs so far to date over fences. Of course, he was a useful novice hurdle stroke handicapper in his time, and his last three or four runs over the larger obstacles have certainly suggested that he's capable of winning some decent prizes over the larger obstacles. He's certainly been running against a decent standard anyway. You've only got to look at the horses he's been up against, the likes of Rathvinden, who of course took the Grade 3 at the Galway Festival the other day. Peregrine run twice over at Wexford, and it shows you that he's been competing at a fairly high grade. Barry Geraghty takes the ride tonight for the first time over fences. And with Edward Grady also having a very nice horse in his midst called the West Awake, he's got every chance of turning back the years with one or two of those horses over fences in the not-too-distant future. So Rokongo, hopefully stamp his mark on this particular race and get off the mark at the fifth time of asking over fences.
Race 2.
On to the 5.55 then. Not a particularly strong rate by any stretch of the imagination. Mac Milano is the favourite here, based on his old form and his fairly consistent profile, but he hasn't run for quite a bit, so could be vulnerable against one or two improvers here tonight, such as Neddy Vaughan, who has just had the three starts over fences so far to date and has got a reasonable handicap mark of 96 to begin life over fences. He's certainly run, or has been running well enough over hurdles to suggest he can be a danger to all here. And he's definitely one for the shortlist. Another one to mention as well is Arthur Mint, who used to be trained by Dan Skelton in the UK. And he's run to a fair level since he switched his attentions to the Irish scene, including that good run behind Mullinavat and Gay Puppeteer. Three starts to go at Wexford. He can run to that level based on his speed figures. He would certainly have a chance of hitting the frame at the very worst here. So just a couple to mix around with here at prices. Neddy Vaughan and Arthur Mint in a trappy-looking 5.55.
Race number 3.
On to the 6.25 then, and my best bet stroke nap of the day goes here in the shape of 8 till 8 from the Peter Casey Stable. Now, this horse was called one or two rude names in the past, largely due to the fact that he used to travel really conspicuously well in his races, only sometimes to find precious little off the bridle. But he seems to have turned away that trait in recent times, certainly based on his last two performances anyway. He looks a totally revitalised character, albeit there was a couple of horses that fell around him at the second last and last respectively at Clonmel two starts ago. He probably would have won anyway in the hands of Andrew Ring. The Trigger, who finished fifth on that occasion, has gone on to boost the form subsequently. And he backed that up with a victory over hurdles here the last day on the 16th of June, when once again he went through the race like the best horse in the contest. And this time he scampered up the hill to record a very facile four-length winning victory. He comes back here to this track here this evening. Dropping back down in trip shouldn't be a problem. My only slight concern is if the ground got any softer than what it is currently. This horse is best on good or good to yielding ground. So just do keep an eye on the weather. But providing it rides on the yielding side and not too bad, I do think 8 till 8, who seems a horse right on top of his game at the moment, is likely to complete the hat-trick.
Race 4.
Once again, it's beginner's chase time, this time for the mares. And the one I quite like here is Don't Kick Nor Bite from the Inform Robert Tyner stable. This horse is a useful hurdler, winning several times over the smaller obstacles. And since she's switched her attentions to fences, she's run to a fair level, including that fourth in a very competitive handicap last time when we saw her at Kilbeggan. She just got a little bit tired in the closing stages on the really bad ground that day. But if you go back to her run the time before, she was really impressive when she beat the Inform Miss Sapphire over hurdlers at Kilbeggan. And a reproduction of that kind of level in the hands of Barry Geraghty should make her very difficult to beat here this evening. Of the dangers, well, obviously Penny Jane has got to be respected. And also Colopsia from the rampant Inform stable of Joseph O'Brien. Unfortunately, this horse has hit the deck twice on its last three runs, which does temper enthusiasm to a small degree. But when she did complete, she ran up to a good level when she finished third behind Lily Yates. And she's quite a decent horse on her day, Colopsia. So it would be very folly to disregard her chances here totally. But Don't Kick Nor Bite looks a fairly strong opponent for all to deal with here in the 6:55.
Race 5.
On to the 7:25 then, and it's back to the very competitive handicaps. And we've got several here that come in good form, including Scripturans and Manuka, both victorious last time out. But those have a much bigger price. I do think Can I Will You Give Me will provide each-way backers with some crumb of comfort from a place perspective anyway. This horse has hit the frame on its last three runs and indeed on its last two starts since been fitted with the cheek pieces. It's run to its highest level. That third behind Gold Smoke over hurdles at Tipperary a couple of runs ago was noted from a very fast speed figure time from the winner. Backing up that run with a good run over fences the other day behind Markets Field, this horse was just nutted in the latter stages by that JP McManus owned horse. And you've got to feel sorry for the connections having waited so long for it to get its head in front. And on that occasion, there was a pesky 4-1 poke that came and nutted it on the line. Hopefully, the same fate won't repeat itself here tonight with this 8-year-old, as I do feel as though this horse has got every chance of going very close to finally getting off the mark at the 11th time of asking in that 7:25.
And the final race.
On to the final race then of the 6-race programme, and it's an extended 3-mile handicap. Once again, very wide open race it is as well, around about 7-2 the field at time recording. But hopefully, early on in the night, Arthur Mint will have run up to a reasonable standard, because that horse ran quite well in the race that Longhouse Music was involved in last time at Tipperary. The race that day went the way of Jack the Wire, who was a very heavily backed horse at the Galway Festival last week, only to slightly disappoint. But Longhouse Music came out of the race with a good deal of credit on his first start in handicap company. He certainly showed that he can certainly pay his way over fences in the not too distant future. And if you have a look at the races he ran in prior to that, the punches down behind Blaze and Townsend, it was clear that connections were trying to get him off a reasonable mark in handicap company. Now stepping up in trip, courtesy of his overall profile of point to points, then he certainly got every chance of improving now, going back over 3 miles. So Longhouse Music, quite a confident choice to run a big race there in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to be taking a look at Leopardstown 7-race flat card tomorrow, beginning at 5:15. So until then, it's a very goodbye for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.